Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, QST. Calling all radio amateurs, this is N7IVV, activating the Talk Here Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. This net is held every Wednesday at 8 p.m. local time on this 147.165 megahertz W4VA repeater located in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Talk Here Amateur Radio Association. It uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for general discussion and a Q&A regarding topics such as equipment hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to the radio art. Don't have a particular topic tonight. If anybody has anything they'd like to discuss, give me a call now. This is November 7, India, Victor, Victor, over.
N7IVV, KO4LUA.
KO4LUA, N7IVV, go ahead, Charles. KO4LUA, N7IVV, go ahead, Charles.
The only thing I'd like to discuss tonight would be next general test that would be coming up. I feel like I'm almost ready to get into it, so I would like to pose a question. KO4LUA.
Okay, and we can check that out for you. There's always, about every month, there's a test session coming up. Okay, announcements, of course, club meeting coming up next Thursday, the 12th. Should have a good presentation on DVR. I never remember quite. That's why I'm looking forward to the presentation. Start getting a little more familiar with the digital modes that we have available to us on repeaters and FM on the higher bands. Anyway, KN4GDX Bruce will be leading that presentation along with K3KQ, Steve, and others. And this will be a beginning primer, if you will, for the topic. So, by all means, make a point to be there. We'll be running it live and also via WebEx. And, of course, we're keeping an eye on whatever the COVID situation is as it rapidly morphs again. As far as other announcements, as soon as my web page loads, let's see. The next FARA test session will be September 25th, and that's usually held down at the Warrenton Fauquier County Airport. There is another one coming up the end of this month, and I don't have that in front of me. I'm sure that either Kevin can tell me or Katie, K4TER, may be on tonight and can refresh my memory on that, but you should be all set for that. At any rate, Charles, what you want to do is contact K4TER, that's Tango Echo Romeo, and let her know that you'd like to sign up for the test session. Does anybody else have any other announcements they would like to bring to the attention of any listeners? Go ahead. Okay, then, we'll go ahead and start check-ins. General check-ins, Echolink, whomever. This is N7IVV. Call now.
This is K1HTV.
KX4KU.
KF4TEK.
KO4FPL.
BB7RAV.
Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Zulu Hotel.
K4AKS, Quebec Charlie.
Key Delta 8, Quebec Charlie November.
Okay, let's see what we've got here besides typos. K1HTV, KX4KU, KF4TEK, and actually you might even have a comment for us tonight. That's good, Mike. WB7RAV, KM4OZH, KN4SBL, K4AKO, I think that was you, WD8QCN, and I know there was at least, well, there were a couple of doubles there, so anybody that got missed on that round, go ahead and call me now.
KO4LUA.
KO4LLC.
Okay, KO4LUA. Yeah, Charles, I should have checked you in at the top of the list since you had a question there, but I didn't. KO4LLC, George, nice to have you with us tonight. Okay, let's go ahead and get started. Anybody else that didn't get on the list yet, obviously we'll pick you up here in just a few minutes. The only thing I have to share, really, is I noticed that AWRL, you know, in their inimitable fashion, has sent me another please buy our stuff email, and many of you probably also received the same thing. But this one kind of caught my eye. I haven't ordered it yet, but it's a new book called More Arduino for Ham Radio. And it's got a bunch of Arduino-based projects, and it's interesting, most of them, out of the, 10 projects that are in there, at least the ones they listed, are rotator projects. And I've been meaning to automate or put computer control on my standard high-gain azimuth rotator, you know, the good old HAM4 rotator. So I'll probably spring for the book. It's a little pricey. They're always too pricey. But anyway, for AWRL members, it's $34.95. I'm not, of course, you know, plugging them, but hey, it is the AWRL, and we need to support that as much as we can. So anyway, check that out. More Arduino for Ham Radio. Let's go over and turn it over then to K1HTV. Rich, go ahead.
Brett, hello everyone. This is K1HTV in Amosville, Virginia. Not too much to report other than right now 6 meters is open up, double hop to the west coast. I'm seeing some Mexican stations in. And the writer of the grounding book, N0AX, is plus 17 on 6 meter FT8 right now. So, Ward, it's quite loud. Anyway, I had a surprise yesterday. I uploaded a program called Spots to the, Faragroups.io file section, and for those of you who want to just sort of keep an eye on FT8 on a dead band, or any band, but on a dead band if it's set, so no countries are announced except any country that comes on is announced except the United States. I just marked that one off, like don't let me know if the United States comes on, and I let it run, and at 6 o'clock a little FM transmitter comes on downstairs, and it broadcast my FM radio in the bedroom. Well, at about 6:20 yesterday morning, I hear the word Mauritania. I said, what? I said, turn on my Android, and sure enough, 5T5PA in Mauritania was calling CQ over and over and over again. So I, from my bed, just turn on the radio or the amplifier and gave him a call, worked him, and went back to sleep again. About 5 minutes later, who comes on but Mali, M-A-L-I, that's an African country, TZ4AM was on, again calling CQ, and gave him a quick call and worked Mali. So for those who want to monitor what is normally a dead band, download the Spots program. I can walk you through how to set it up, but it's fairly simple. Made for the blind hams, but can be used by the sighted to tell you when the band is open. Other than that, right now, except for the single and double hop skip on 6 meters, six is starting to fade down, but there's still some life left in the old band. Other than that, let's see. Nothing new technically in the shack. I am starting to work on a project to interface the BCD output of the K3 to drive a number of antennas and alternate antennas through a little switch box, and that's in the early stages of laying it out, and that's going to be the next project. That's about it for now. Back for now, we'll see you guys throughout the week on the radio, KN7IVV from K1HTV.
Okay, Rich, sounds fun. I'll have to check that program out. KX4KU, Kevin, what you got for us today? Go ahead.
N7IVV, stand by. N7IVV, KX4KU in the net. My speakers were going crazy. Speaking of a little band, I'm not sure. I missed the beginning of which K1HTV said, but the other day, on Monday, I think it was, I was screwing around and on 12 meters, just, you know, something different. And, you know, first I got Hawaii, which I thought, that's not bad. You know, I was pretty shocked at that. And then next thing I see is Fiji come up. So I was able to get Fiji, too, on 12 meters. So that was different and new, and that was very cool. So CWT today, made my a personal best 46 contacts in 1 hour, so I'm pretty happy with that. Other than that, not much else to report, so I will turn back over. I guess you didn't see what I sent, Brad. I did find the next session is in August 21st down at the Spotsylvania County Sheriff's Substation, which is, I think, in the mall or something down there. It's on the ARL website. That's August 21st. Back to you, Brad, N7IBV, KX4KU.
Okay, thanks, Kevin. Yes, I did see it, but since you were coming up on the list, I figured I'd let you mention it. So anyway, next test session that's coming up in the area, August 21st down there in, Spotsylvania County Sheriff's Office. Anyway, like I said, get hold of K4TER. Her email is available on our club website. So you can, anyway, contact her and make arrangements to get signed up for that. One other announcement that I need to make is that I will need somebody to run the net on September 1st, which is only a few weeks away. I will not be available to run the net that Wednesday night. So Bob, since you're up next, no, Mike's up next, but you don't get to do it, Mike. Maybe Randy or Bob can run the net. Anyway, need a volunteer for September 1st. KF4TEK, go ahead.
Greetings, N7IVV in the net, KF4TEK. Doing all right. Just noticed that Mauritania is still on 80 meters as we speak. Been pretty busy with work. Haven't done a lot of new ham radio stuff other than going to the Ham Fest, which we talked about on Sunday. So that was my ham fun for the last couple of days, although I've been sitting down here listening to the net. I don't have anything interesting to say, but pleasure to chat with you all and hear what's going on. So 7-3, and I'll turn it back to you, KF4TK, back to net.
Okay, Mike. Well, be busy, I guess, is what pays the bills. So man's got to work. All right, WB7RAV, Randy, go ahead.
WB7RAV. Can't take the net in September. I think I'm going to be out of town from late August through mid-September as it is, so maybe some other time. Not much going on here. Just I'm taking some online courses during the day and not getting much time to do radio work these days. Nothing else going on here. WB7RAV, back to net.
Okay, very good. Well, hope those online classes are keeping you interested. So that's good to learn. KM4 OZH Gill, how are you today? Go ahead.
N7IVV, KM4 OZH. Good evening, Brad, and everybody on the net. Well, I'm just tinkering around here with a few things. I've installed my score from Berryville of the high-voltage doorknob capacitors I've been looking for some time. I got them installed in my to extend the range in my home-built high-power antenna tuner so I can turn the power up on this SP220 one of these days. And I've been kind of limited just running through a MFJ tuner and But now, when it comes necessary, I'll be able to run the legal limit. So that's about what it amounts to. And so everybody have a good evening. This is KM4OZH, back to net.
Okay, Gil. Thanks for being here, and good luck with your project there. KN4SPL, Bob, go ahead.
N7IVV from KN4SPL. Good evening, Brad, and all on the net tonight. I'll let you know about possibly trying. Y'all got to realize I am a tragic introvert, so that's why you don't hear me on the radio too much except on these nets. But, hey, maybe I need to get out of the comfort zone and venture into uncharted waters. Besides that, I'm looking forward to this weekend coming up, because these past few weeks for me have been a lot of home projects and roofs getting put on and purchasing of vehicles, and it's looking like a good weekend to get to know my new radios, which would be this IC9700 and what I picked up at the Hamfest, which is that FT100. Yeah, it might be an older rig, but it's going to be hopefully the new mobile HF rig and my old Accord. So that's what I'll be up to this weekend. That's about all I got. Hope everyone's doing well. And N7IBB, KN4, SPL, back to net.
Okay, well, sounds like you got your hands full. So good luck on all that. K4AKO, Zach, how are you tonight? Go ahead.
Good evening, everybody. It's K4AKO. I'm doing pretty good. We've had a busy few weeks. I went down to Georgia, back up through Tennessee, and then to the lower part of Virginia over a week. Went camping, made a couple contacts down there, and a bunch of study for some professional certifications I got coming up. Other than that, nothing much else. And I do have a question for the group, and if anybody has any cool satellite tracking apps, I'd be interested to write them down and check them out. I'm just looking for something to maybe get a visual around the globe, something that looks pretty on the screen. That's about it. Back to net. This is K4AKO.
Okay, Zach. K4AKO and 7IVV. I use SAP PC32, which is, I don't know, I want to say flagship, but, you know, I don't think there is a flagship out there. But at least it's fully Windows-friendly. You can get it, probably the easiest way is just to go to the hamsat.org website, and you can use it for free, but you simply, whenever you launch it, you have to put your location in every time. And a minor irritation, but if you want to get rid of that, then you can simply send a donation off to the hamsat.org, and they'll send you the license key. Another one that I have discovered is G-Predict, Golf Predict, that I've been using with a little Arduino-based rotator that I've been building. So check out G-Predict. You know, there's a flock of stuff out there that, you know, has been out there over the years, and unfortunately when you do a search on stuff, it still comes up with all this ancient, practically DOS-based stuff or Windows 95 stuff, and then, you know, some of it just doesn't work real well on the new stuff, new platforms. So personally, I always recommend SAP PC32. If anybody else has any other recommendations, by the way, I'm assuming you're running a PC. They do have a very good program for Mac, which, of course, now escapes my memory, but I haven't run a Mac in a very long time. Anyway, if anybody else has any recommendations, they can pop in and recheck at the end of the list. WD8QCN, Steve, go ahead.
77IVV in the net, WD8QCN, evening Brad and everyone. Received the club badge in the mail, thanks for forwarding that. Had a great time out at Berryville. Didn't see too many folks out there. Got there maybe an hour late. Started poking around a little after 9 o'clock. Pretty much started emptying out by about 12:30, though. A little surprised there, but the rain kind of discouraged folks, I guess. Let's see. Up to 94 confirmed countries on FT8. Need to pick up 6 more. I guess those are the tough ones. And then looking right now on 17 meters and just worked Japan and in the middle of a contact with Russia right now. And here in Fiji, if anyone's interested, 2 stations are on. That's about it for tonight, Brad. Back to you, N7IVV in the net, WD8QUCN.
This is K4, Golf Victor Hotel, K4GVH, checking into the Warrington Net. K4GVH, name is Robert.
Okay, Zach, thanks for that. Zach, Steve, had Zach's call highlighted here. WDAQCN, thanks for your check-in there and your info. Good luck with that. KO4LUA, Charles, did your test session question get answered? And go ahead and let us know what else you're working on there. Go ahead.
Yes, that's real good. I should be good and ready to go by then, and I'm looking forward to it. With my tech licensing, I'm only able to work 10 to 6, and 6 is not always available, so I do mostly 10. And on 10, I hit Norway today, which is good. Not many European stations come through, but I hit Norway today. I was able to work that. So that was good. Other than that, I just gotten, of course, a lot of Brazil and South America and stuff. But doing good, having fun. That's about it. KO4LUA.
Okay, Charles. Well, good luck on your exam. I've always said, after being told by a wise old gentleman when I was a teenager, luck is where preparation meets opportunity. So, if you're prepared, the opportunity is on August 21st. KO4LLC, George, what you up to tonight? Go ahead.
Good evening, Brad, and everyone on the net. Just doing a little cleaning up around the QTH here, and I ran across a big box of some cables that turned out from an old project I had years ago installing a bunch of ICOM receivers. So I have a bunch of RG58 that I don't know what to do with, but seems like a lot of these things are jumpers with BNC cables on them, BNC connectors, which I'm not sure I want to try to re-terminate these things than anything else. Other than that, having a great day. KO4LLC, back to that.
Well, you know, BNC connectors are actually pretty commonly used for RF, and I think that they're actually superior from an RF standpoint to the PL259s. I may be wrong. I know that N connectors are actually better for everything that we're doing, but for whatever reason, PL259s have just been the standard to the industry. For at least HF and VHF, you see more N connectors on UHF and above, but you do see a lot of BNC connectors used. They take up a lot less room on the equipment, and they're no more difficult to put together than anything else if you have the right tools, which is generally a crimper, which people have in the club. So if you feel like working on them, just put out a call, and you could probably find somebody that has one that can help you out. Okay, that's our list. Anybody else who would like to check in to the net, now is the time to do so. And if there's any rechecks, please give me a call now. This is N7IVV. Okay, nothing heard. I'm going to go ahead and call the net. That's another short net. I guess the summer weather, especially this beautiful weather we've been having here this last week or so, that'll hold pretty much. It's going to warm up later on this week, next few days, but c'est la vie. So, anyway, this is N7IBB, and this has been the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association General Service Net, which we hold every Wednesday at this time, 8 p.m. local time. And we also have one on Sunday evenings at 8 p.m. local time. Anyway, if you have any more questions or would like to discuss anything, it's got email contacts and whatnot. You can see our website at w4va.org. Stand by.
K4GVH here to check in the net. I know I'm sorry I missed you, K4GVH. I hardly ever check in, but I want to say good evening to everyone on the net here.
Okay, Robert. Good to hear you tonight. This is N7IVV closing the Farinet and returning the repeater to normal use. Thank you very much. Have a good evening and a pleasant tomorrow.